live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. I've got a really packed show for you today, folks. We're going to talk first with Karen Russell and dietitian Linda Reagan from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. The topic will be controlling diabetes. Then we'll have a chat with the new executive director at Granite Creek Health and Rehab. That's Brigham Curran. And then after the state and local news and weather with Link, we will hear from Terry Brom from YEI with some amazing stories. First of all, of growing up around the glamour of Tinseltown and on the complete opposite, just a riveting story about something she didn't know about her family. And I think that you'll find that very, very gripping. So we've got a really packed show for you. By the way, you know, we always welcome your questions and comments about Q&A. Just email me at djphone, that's djphone at kqna.com. And with Halloween just around the corner, keep in mind, Tuesday Night Classics, that's tonight at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley, the original John Carpenter's Halloween with Jamie Lee Curtis showing at 7 o'clock on the 40th anniversary of its release. That will be at 7 for only $5, and starting Thursday night, you can see the newly released 2018 version of Halloween with the same Jamie Lee Curtis as Laurie Strode and the same actor behind the mask as Michael Myers. Also want to remind you of the Wednesday night classic movie series coming tomorrow to the Prescott Elks Theater, Psycho, the classic with Janet Leigh, of course, and Tony Perkins at the Bates Motel. So the original Psycho by Alfred Hitchcock tomorrow night at 7 o'clock on the big screen at the Prescott Elks Theater. We've got Karen Russell and Linda Reagan just around the corner coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live, you know where, in the words of Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
David Stringer calls himself conservative, but he supports a marijuana industry plan that would make our drug problem worse. He voted to recommend marijuana for opioid addicts. This idea that marijuana can help opioid addicts comes from the pot industry, and it's not true. Research shows marijuana makes opioids harder to quit. Opioid addicts who use marijuana do worse, not better. The marijuana sellers don't care what's true. They just want to make money. But I do care. I'm Dr. Ed Gogak, candidate for state representative. I work with opioid addicts. I also wrote a book that warned just how unscrupulous the marijuana industry would be. They target teenagers by selling pot as cookies, candy, and soda. They were even caught recommending marijuana to pregnant women. We need to stand up to them, but David Stringer won't do it. He voted with them. If you send me to the legislature, I will fight them harder than anyone. I'm Dr. Ed Gogak. I approve this ad. Paid for by Ed Gogak for state representative.
Cold water shock makes sense when you dive into the pool, not when you hop in the shower. That's where REV Plumbing comes in. We know water heaters, and we'll get you the right system. Exactly what you need to start the day off right or wash off a long day with a refreshing shower. Don't let water problems get you red in the face. Give REV Plumbing a call today, 772-9296. That's 772-9296. Or you can always find us online at REVPlumbingInc.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military task-oriented mindset and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, I want to let you know about an annual chili cook-off and student council fund on behalf of Parkview Middle School and Canyon View Prep Academy. That's at 9030 East Florentine Road in Prescott Valley. They ask, who will be our winning teacher this year? You decide. That's coming up Thursday the 18th from 5 to 7 p.m. It's only $2 per person, maximum $10 per family. Admission at the door gets you a sample of each teacher's chili, music by the students, and a bowl of chili with all the fixings. Student Council will paint your own pumpkin for $3, a free haunted maze, a cakewalk, and competitive fun games to enjoy. They call it a spooktacular time. Bring your family and friends and support Parkview Middle School and Canyon View Prep Academy Thursday from 5 to 7. Karen Russell, was school ever that much fun for you and me?
I don't want to answer that question on the grounds that might incriminate myself.
Very good. Our old friend Karen Russell from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital is here. She's brought along a friend in Linda Reagan, who is a registered dietitian, correct?
Yes.
And in the course of your work, you come across, I know, a lot of people who are diabetic, and that's what we're here to talk about today. Before we get started on the questions here, tell us about some of the myths surrounding diabetes.
Well, a lot of people think that, because you don't feel high blood sugars, that there probably isn't an issue. And often people can go for many, many years without knowing that they are diabetic, because perhaps they don't go to their doctor on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. How is that detected?
Blood sugars, mm-hmm. Basically a blood test. And it can be done over a period of time, fasting, and then also checking blood sugars postprandial after somebody has eaten, to get an idea of what their baseline blood sugars look like.
What is the role of sugar in diabetes?
The role of sugar is that it's not that a diabetic cannot have sugar, but everything in moderation, and it's about learning how to balance meal choices and to perhaps work some, sugary foods in. But for the most part, to emphasize a healthy meal choices.
Mm-hmm. Who is most prone to getting diabetes and why?
Well, there is definitely a genetic factor. So sometimes people feel that if they have diabetes in their genes, that they're sort of not able to not become diabetic. But there are certainly a lot of things that they can do to perhaps not prevent the diabetes, but to make it a little bit easier to manage.
Mm-hmm. And Karen, what are some of those things an individual can do to decrease the risk?
Well, we've seen that there's a big correlation between obesity and diabetes. So exercise, proper diet, maintaining a good, healthy weight. But
and
exercise
she keeps
is
looking
a really
at me
big
as she
rule.
Says that.
I notice that.
No, I would never do that. But yeah, exercise, just because it helps lower blood sugars, and so you need sugar, for exercise as far as your energy goes. So mm-hmm. It really helps with your weight management and also metabolizing those blood sugars.
Are certain ethnic groups more at risk than others?
From what we have seen, your Hispanic population and your Native American population are a little bit more at risk for developing diabetes.
So, Linda, how is a diabetic's diet different from a non-diabetic's diet?
Well, in a lot of ways, it's actually not much different. It really just emphasizes balanced meal choices, understanding which foods are carbohydrates, which foods are protein, And understanding, again, the role of regular meals, healthy meal composition and balance, and actually eating regular meals and snacks
And we mentioned sugars before. Aren't carbohydrates converted into sugars in the normal diet?
Yes, that's true. And you can have what we call healthy carbohydrates, which are those that are going to be higher in fibers and affect your blood sugars in more of a gradual manner. So, for example, fresh fruit would be considered a healthy carbohydrate because of the fiber content would actually slow down how your body absorbs that sugar compared to, say, drinking fruit juice that doesn't have a lot of fiber in it.
Now, this may sound a little esoteric, but somebody told me one time the reason we get a sudden sugar rush and then the drop from refined sugar, and we don't get that with fruit, is because of the cellular structure of the sugars in fruit versus refined. Does that make any sense at all?
It does. It has to do with the fiber content and how your body responds. So, for example, if you eat a candy bar and your body produces a lot of insulin, what's going to happen is that you're going to have that rise in your blood sugar. Your insulin is going to kick in, and then it's going to lower your blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you eat something like a fresh fruit or a whole grain bread, something like that, you're going to have more of a gradual rise in the blood sugar, and only a certain amount of insulin will be produced in order to bring that blood sugar back to a normal level.
And Karen, what are some of the health risks and complications of diabetes?
Heart disease. So definitely it increases your risk of cardiovascular disease. It increases your risk of stroke. And those are some of the two major things, complications. It also it damages the arterial supply. So you're going to start to see the diabetic ulcers. And when you have, you know, high blood sugars, those high blood sugars, the inflammatory process involved with that and the damage to the arterial system, yeah, you start to get either neuropathies, that's a potential thing, and then sometimes that leads to those ulcers. You know, they step on things, they don't feel it, they get the ulcers, and if they're not well managed and controlled and caught in time, that's sometimes the process that can lead to an amputation.
Because I hear about a lot of feet being amputated in diabetics.
Yeah.
Is that because of the arterial problem?
Yeah, it damages like the microvascular system. So that one, you know, affects circulation. So that's going to affect the body's ability to heal, but also can also cause necrosis if it's not getting circulation. And then the other part of that is the development of the neuropathy. So those two issues combined is really dangerous for a diabetic. We really encourage daily foot checks for those individuals with neuropathies because it's not uncommon that they don't even feel it and they have something festering. So if you're not doing daily foot checks, you know, you can have something really manifesting itself down in your foot and you don't even know it.
And necrosis is dead body tissue.
Correct, yes. Yeah.
And talk more about the carbs in terms of which foods have carbs. How many servings should one have at each meal?
Well, for example, carbohydrates would again include fresh fruit, which would be the best type of fruit to consume. It also could include canned fruit and juice. Also, anything that falls into the grain group. So, for example, a whole grain bread and cereal is always better than a white product.
Mm-hmm.
Brown rice better than white rice. Whole wheat pasta better than white pasta. And then, of course, you have dairy products. So milk also contains a fair amount of carbohydrates. It also, though, has a pretty good protein to carbohydrate ratio. So, again, you know, everything kind of in moderation, balancing meal choices with lots of vegetables, salads, and protein-rich foods. Normally, for a female diabetic, you would want them to include 3 to 4 servings of carbohydrates per meal. So a serving would be about 15 grams of carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody is counting carbohydrates, they would then want to have 15, 30, 45 grams of carbohydrates, which would be 3 servings, upwards to 4 servings, which would be 60 grams. For a male patient, they can usually go a little bit higher, 4 to 5 servings of carbohydrates. So that would be 60 to 75 grams of carbohydrates per meal. And then usually if someone's going to have snacks, they would want to have kind of a 1-to-1 ratio. So 1 carbohydrate serving, approximately 15 grams to 1 protein serving. And a protein serving could be 1 ounce of cheese, it could be a handful of nuts, it could be a hard-boiled egg, for example. So again, good balance.
Do you find, what is the relationship between diabetes and weight control?
Well, diabetics basically often need to lose weight, and that generally helps to manage their blood sugars. So probably a simple way of looking at it would be that somebody that has a larger body mass is going to need more insulin production in order to manage those blood sugars.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody loses, say, 40 to 50 pounds and it puts them back into a normal body range, their body doesn't need quite enough, as much insulin in order to manage a smaller body size. So I've actually worked with diabetics that can stop taking certain medications mm-hmm. because their blood sugars have improved. So with continued healthy diet and exercise, it's a huge motivation for people to improve in those areas.
So once diagnosed diabetic, it's not necessarily for the rest of your life, right?
Well, sometimes people will say, well, I don't have diabetes anymore. And I think that they always will have diabetes, but they're well managed.
Ah, indeed, indeed. And Karen, how can people learn more about what's going on at MVRRH?
Well, you can check out our website, which is mvrrh.earnesthealth.com. We also have a YouTube channel, so you can check that out. We have a lot of different videos educational-wise on that YouTube channel. And you can give us a call. We're at 928-759-8800.
And Linda, we've talked about healthy eating, things like this, exercise, anything else we can do to hopefully stave off diabetes in the terms of prevention.
I would say to stay informed. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of information out there, so get some good advice either from a registered dietitian or from your healthcare provider, and read good quality materials out there to learn mm-hmm. how best to live a healthy lifestyle.
And that is registered dietitian Linda Reagan with Karen Russell from Mountain Valley Rehabilitation. I butchered it again, Karen. One of these days.
You were on a roll, too. You had it perfect.
I was going so well. Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. Thanks for joining us again. Linda, thank you for joining us. Stay tuned because we are going to talk about some events coming up with that is going to be Brigham Curran, the new executive director at Granite Creek Health and Rehab. So we're keeping the health theme going on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Lightning may not strike twice, but love does, especially if it's a Subaru. Findlay Subaru invites you to the Love Strikes Twice sales event leading up to the grand opening of our new state-of-the-art facility November 17th. It promises to be a rewarding shopping experience showcasing the outstanding Subaru lineup. Love strikes twice at Findlay Subaru with the second big month of savings on remaining new 2018s. If you've been putting it off, this really is the month to take a test drive and fall in love with a new Findlay Subaru, like Subaru Outback. Finance a new 2018 Findlay Subaru Outback for as low as 0% APR or lease for $269 a month. Those numbers are easy to fall in love with. Lightning may not strike twice, but love does at Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Shop FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900.
For well-qualified buyers now through October 1st, lease Outback Standard 2.5i model code JDB-01 for 36 months with $1,769 due at signing. Zero security deposit.
There's a place where we learn that in giving we receive. A place where the broken find healing and repentant hearts find mercy. A light to guide us through darkness. Where is this place? It's the Catholic Church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. Brought to you by Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Courtesy Auto Sales, Prescott Dirt, Yamaha High Bottle Gas, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, the Cliff Castle Casino, your Primavera Online School, Cards Visit Broncos. On Thursday Night Football, live at 5 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, by 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
Go crazy. Opioid addiction has shattered too many lives and broken the hearts of too many families. It's time for toughness and resolve. Martha McSally has what it takes.
In Congress, I've led the fight to secure the border. We need to crack down on drug cartels and stop the flow of heroin and fentanyl across our border and into our neighborhoods. As your senator, I'll be a warrior against the cartels and the opioid epidemic.
Law enforcement officials on the front lines of the border crisis know they can count on Martha McSally. Here's Art Del Cueto, Vice President of the National Border Patrol Council.
We need leaders who will help us fix the border crisis. Kyrsten Sinema opposed funding to help law enforcement fight the drug cartels, and she supported dangerous sanctuary city policies. Kyrsten Sinema is weak on border security. The National Border Patrol Council is proud to endorse Martha McSally for Senate.
I'm Martha McSally, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by McSally for Senate, Inc.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:21, and continuing with the theme about health, we have Brigham Curran. He is the executive director, correct?
Yes.
At Granite Creek Health and Rehab. Tell us about what's going on at Granite Creek these days.
Yeah. So Granite Creek, we are a skilled nursing home. And for those that don't kind of understand what that is we have short-term care, those that may go to the hospital, or maybe since you had Mountain Valley, they may be at Mountain Valley, but they need a little more care before they head home, mm-hmm. whether they fell and broke their hip, or whether they had pneumonia at the hospital, hospital discharges, they just need a little more strengthening. We have full-time physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, or whether it's maybe they need IV antibiotics, those things. They come to our facility for 2 to 3 weeks or whatever they need, and then our job is to get them home as soon as possible. And then the other half of our facility is long-term care.
Mm-hmm.
For those that your typical nursing home, that are unable to care for themselves at home, they need full-time 24/7 nursing care in one way or another, whether it's physically they can't do things or mentally they need assistance.
So the long-term care, you're not expected to return to your home after that, right?
Most of the times they don't. Sometimes they do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they get qualified. Sometimes it's getting qualified for Arizona long-term care access, mm-hmm. long-term care program. Which will also provide care in the home. Sometimes they come and they stay for a little bit, and then family is able to take them home and they can still get assistance at home. But majority, no, they don't usually go back home. They usually need assistance, nursing care assistance 24/7.
Mm-hmm. Take us back when you first got started in this profession. What got you interested in it?
So it's kind of funny. I started my career. I don't know of many people that start their career in nursing homes or skilled nursing homes. My career, and I studied and did, was hospitality. And I worked for Marriott Hotels and Resorts. And I had a good friend that was in the skilled nursing environment and said, hey, you'd really like this. It's very similar to hospitality. You're dealing with guests and customer service and managing people and running it. And so and I enjoyed it. I really enjoy seeing people come in, get better, go home, and dealing with family members. And it's usually a lot of times can be a very crucial time in their lives.
Yeah.
Usually something critical has happened. Sometimes a life-changing where they can't go back home. And so this is what's next. How do we deal with mom? How do we deal with dad? Or whether it's a spouse, what do we do? And we have the ability to walk them through that and help them make those decisions.
I spent 5 years myself in the funeral and cemetery industry, and people would hear that and go, oh, that must be so depressing. I go, no, not at all. Because I considered us in the healing or transition profession, and you guys are pretty much in the same thing, aren't you?
We are. And sometimes, you know, our first responders get a lot of love and a lot of attention, but sometimes the last responders, which I like to call ourselves, we that's what we're doing, is providing quality life at the end of life to those, whether, like I said, whether it's a physical ailment or a mental ailment, but also the skill part of them getting recovery, getting back on their feet, going home, getting them set up with home health and those things. It's a lot of fun. It is.
And only part of your job is about the patient. How much of a job has to do with the supporting family?
Yeah, it's a lot of it. The majority of it is the supporting family.
Really?
And it's because the patient, we're able to communicate with them. They know what's going on. They have the nurse to talk to every day and the CNAs and those things. It's the family members, especially a lot of times, because Prescott, a lot of people didn't grow up here in Prescott. Their family members are out of town. And so it's phone calls, keeping them informed of what's going on, keeping them up to date, helping them with information to help them make decisions, and whether it's, you know, getting them in touch with financial issues or whether it's medical issues, it's the family members, yeah. That makes the biggest difference. And the family members, they just want to know that their family members being taken care of and being loved. And we've had some really good results. We get inspected by the state every year. Our annual survey was, we had a deficiency-free perfect survey.
Nice.
It was very good. And then we're a five-star rated facility by Medicare and Medicaid.
On that note, when you train new employees, how important is it to instill in them the knowledge that when you're dealing with a family who has had a sudden injury, a sudden illness, their antenna are going to be out, and they're going to remember every single thing that they see or do or hear when they encounter you, correct?
Correct, yeah. And part of our orientation, one of the biggest points I try to make is family members, and especially patients, they don't always remember what you said. They're not going to remember maybe what you did or your name, but they will always remember the way you make them feel.
Mm-hmm.
And if they feel loved and they feel cared for and they feel taken care of, then those other things aren't as important. And not only that, they'll want to come back if they have to come back to the facility.
Because Arizona, and especially northern Arizona, we skew older than the rest of the country's population. How much attention do you have to pay to what's going on in Washington? Whenever they talk about cutting health care, cutting Medicare, cutting Social Security, that must get your attention either one way or the other, right?
It does, because that is how we're able to take care of these folks. And if we aren't able, if the cutting or the support and the funding is not there for Medicare, Medicaid, then it's going to come to a point where do these people go? Who's going to help take care of them? And so when you think of it, you don't always think of, hey, this is just an access program, a free program. It's really, you got to look at Medicare, Medicaid, and that's taking care of our family members, our elderly, in their last stages of life.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times family members don't have the abilities nowadays to take care of their parents. It just, both parents are working. They don't have the capacity to bring in mom and dad into the home. Our facilities, like ourselves, that's what we're built to do. We're built to take care of them.
And when you have a family or when you have a patient who is leaving and going back home, what kinds of questions do you have to ask their caregiver about adapting the home and being prepared for this new responsibility?
It is. And so when we meet with them and try to get set up, and we're always planning for the discharge from the day they come in, especially our skilled patients, our short-term patients. But our therapy is working with them. What do you have at home? Who do you have there to take care of you? How many steps do you have to enter? What's your home setup like? Because if it's not set up in a conducive way, whether it's for a walker or a wheelchair or a walk-in bathtub, those things, then we can advise them and say, hey, this is what insurance is going to cover. This is some of the equipment that your Medicare will get you, but these are some of the things you need to do on your own. And it's giving them those resources so that they can have the home set up to take care of mom and dad or make it easier on them.
It was a year ago this month I blew out my knee, and I was on crutches for a while, then a wheelchair, then a walker. I started noticing things in the home a whole lot more. I bet you can identify with that, can't you?
Exactly. It's a whole different way of life, and you don't think about it. you know, last person, last thing people want to think about is nursing home and what are we going to do? But, it's going to come a time, sometimes those things happen, and some people just don't have the support at home. They need a little extra help.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the skilled nursing home in Granite Creek is what, that's what we do. That's what we specialize in, is getting people up on their feet and getting them home. And then for those that just can't take care of themselves anymore, or the spouse can't do it anymore, then we are there to take care of them.
When you take in a patient who is the victim of a sudden injury or debilitating illness, how much of your staff's role is as a counselor to help them adjust to this new reality that they're losing a lot of their physical independence?
And that's the biggest deal. That is the hardest part of it, is just getting them on the mental level of life has changed. Life's not going to be the same. And we have a social worker that helps with that. We have a registered nurse case manager that helps them to help make these decisions and help them come to. We have a psychiatrist that helps them, a psychologist that can help them, because depression comes in.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of times they're battling. And so we have a psychologist, Dr. Gelber, who is frequently in our facility every
He's
week.
He's been a guest here twice.
Yeah. So he comes to our facility every week,
mm-hmm.
and he sees these, because the last thing, we just don't want to jump to a medication just to do that. So Dr. Gelber is able to work with them in a non-medical way, non-prescription way, to help deal with some of these adjustments, these life changes, so that they can manage it. Mm-hmm. And the family.
You mentioned the depression. I remember years ago reading Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross talking about her five stages when someone finds out they're dying. It goes from depression, anger, denial, acceptance, the whole bit. Same thing when someone's suddenly disabled?
It is, because they look at it as, a lot of times they think, my life is over. And their life's not over, but life as they know it, as they knew it, is. It's just a new life, and it's just helping them to see, hey, life still goes on. You can still have a very enjoyable and fruitful life, mm-hmm. and enjoy life. It's just in a different way, and a lot of people do it and enjoy it. And so it's just getting them to understand what that looks like.
How important is it for a patient to be around other people who are in the same situation, and they can realize they seem to be doing pretty well, maybe I can too?
It is, and especially on our rehab side, the skilled side, where people, a lot of times this is new for them. They've never been in this situation, and they see other people, sometimes older, younger, doing the same thing, going through the same thing of a broken hip, or going through the same trials, and they can see they're progressing, they're getting along, and it is so, it's very important also to have support, whether that support is a family member, whether it's a neighbor, and a church community, any way that they can get some extra support and extra love to kind of help them through that process.
And how can people learn more about what's going on at Granite Creek?
So they can go to granitecreek.com. You can go there and find out more about us. Stop by. We're going through a little bit of a renovation right now. We're redoing our floors, and that'll be done here in the next couple weeks. It'll be beautiful. It'll be a great place to come. Stop by. See us on the web. Look us up through Medicare and Medicaid. Give us a call. We'd love to show you around and show people what it is and show them what their options are.
Mm-hmm. Tell us your location and phone number.
Yeah, we're at 1045 Scott Drive, so just next to the high school, back behind the Lutheran Church there, Good Samaritan, Las Fuentes. And the phone number is 928-778-9603.
And that is Brigham Kern, Executive Director at Granite Creek Health and Rehab. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned, because Link is coming up with local and state news and weather. And then we'll talk with Terry Brom, who will have a riveting story right from her own family archives, plus some fun tales about growing up around Hollywood glamour. That's coming up next on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
California's got some sick waves, like worst quality of life, worst air quality in the nation, and huge electric bills.
Whoa! Time to bail!
So we're surfing into AZ with our California ideas, paid for by a California organization to change Arizona's constitution and raise your electric bills by 40%. It's gnarly!
Don't let California wipe out Arizona. Vote no on Prop 127, paid for by Vote No Arizona.
Simply the best. Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Seems like everybody's talking about pricing and not enough about quality.
Yeah, do you go to the brain surgeon that gives you the best deal or the one that does the best job?
Well, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing isn't brain surgery.
Oh, yeah? Have you looked inside a furnace lately?
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Excellent workmanship at a fair price with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Call 772-2751. Don't settle. Get Gettle's. 772-2751.
This is David Stringer. As your state representative, I've been working on issues like education, our economy, border security, transportation, and criminal justice reform. The results have been positive, and we're making real progress. That's why my seatmate Noel Campbell and I are considered one of the most effective teams at the state legislature. More than half of the legislators in Arizona call Maricopa County home, which is why it's so critical for our district to have representatives who can get things done. The issues we face in Yavapai County are often very different from those faced in Maricopa County. I ask for your vote so that I can continue to keep making progress on our issues and so that I can work to keep our economy booming, our budget balanced, our taxes low, and our private sector growing. I will also help our schools continue to improve and insist that school districts direct more dollars to classrooms and teachers, not bloated administrations and school bureaucrats. Visit VoteStringer.com to learn more or to get involved. And I'll see you at the polls.
Paid for by Conservatives for Stringer.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Watch for delays on I-17 in the Bumblebee Road area and on Miller Valley Road in Prescott due to construction. ADOT crews are scheduled to perform this work near the old Black Canyon Highway tonight into tomorrow morning. Southbound I-17 will have the right lane closed near Bumblebee Road from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Drivers are asked to slow down in the area and watch for construction personnel and equipment. Meanwhile, the City of Prescott and contractor ALC Underground have started a utility improvements project. Improvements include the installation of a new water line along Miller Valley Road from Rodeo Drive to near Shemmer Drive. A new drainage culvert is also being installed from the Shemmer intersection crossing Miller Valley and ending at Miller Creek. As of Sunday night, crews have started saw cutting the roadway and installing new water main. Work hours are 6 p.m. to 5 a.m. today through Thursday. Governor Doug Ducey will be bringing back an Election Eve tradition in Prescott.
Senator Barry Goldwater announced his presidential campaign on the steps of the Yavapai County Courthouse in 1964. Other politicians have done the same throughout the years, including Senator John McCain. The late senator made it a point to appear at the courthouse the night before the elections, even when he wasn't running. Governor Ducey explains he plans on being in downtown Prescott on November 5th.
There's nothing like being in Prescott on the night before election. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to be prepared for victory on Tuesday. And the bitter part of it is we're going to be missing an irreplaceable Senator John McCain.
Early voting is taking place at the Yavapai County Recorder's offices on Fair Street in Prescott and South 6th Street in Cottonwood through November 2nd. This is Russ Edwards reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Showers in the forecast tonight and early tomorrow. Expect an overnight low of 37 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 58 tomorrow and a high of 62 on Thursday. 44 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Wednesday of 64 and a high on Thursday of 69. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Recently, there have been reports about changing guidelines for how often most women should have a breast cancer screening. Is every year or every 2 years best? Yavapai Regional Medical Center recommends that you talk to your doctor, who can help guide you towards what's best for your own personal needs. Your doctor will help you consider your age, lifestyle, breast tissue density, and family medical history. From there, a personal screening program, including frequency and type of screening, can be determined. The Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley has the resources to fully support your screening needs, from 3D mammography to dedicated breast MRI to assistance with genetic testing. And the Patient Navigator is there to help make your experience as easy as possible. Talk to your doctor or call the Breast Care Center at 928-442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onion.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote, and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
We are back live at 242 with Terry Brom. Terry, when are you going to write your book? You talk about somebody with an interesting life history. I can't wait for you to write it.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I could. I can't find the time. I want to just get it out there, but it's...
Well, you know, and the odd thing is, because we're going on our needle is going to hit both left and right here, because we're going to start with the darker stuff. You discovered some things in family documents that are absolutely chilling, didn't you?
I did. I found out that my father was a Holocaust survivor, mm-hmm. and nobody in my family talked about it. And so after everybody had passed away that had survived, I started researching and reaching out to historians and museums, and I was overwhelmed with the information that I received.
And he never talked about that. One can only imagine what it must have felt like to internalize what he experienced.
Well, he was 5.5 years old when he was released from the concentration camp, so I think that he just kept that bottled up.
You wonder if he blocked it out, too, at that young age.
Well, my mom said he used to wake up screaming.
Oh, well, that settles that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Holy cow. How do you deal with a late loved one, right? He wasn't around anymore when you discovered this?
He died in 81, and I didn't learn until after his death.
Oh, I bet you would have wished to have talked to him at some time about that, right?
Well, I did ask him questions. I knew he was from Berlin, but mm-hmm. he never answered. He never told me anything about his life before he came to America.
Oh, my goodness. How amazing. Well, the brighter side of this is that you ended up moving to or living in the Hollywood area in L.A. Just start with wherever you want to go with these strange associations with very famous people that were just part of everyday life for you.
Well, my Girl Scout troop up in Laurel Canyon, we had Kelly Campbell, who was Glenn Campbell's daughter. Mm-hmm. And Glenn Campbell was our softball coach, and his wife, Billy, was our bowling coach. And other people that I went to school with in Laurel Canyon, Sherry Goffin, Louise Goffin, Carol King's daughters, mm-hmm. and then Radon Chong and Robbie Chong, Tommy Chong's daughters. And I don't know, there were Alex Rocco's kids went
there.
Oh, sure. And
for those who don't know who Alex Rocco is, if you remember the scene in The Godfather where the guy with the horn-rimmed glasses looks up from the workout table and gets the bullet right through the glass lens, right?
Yes.
That was Alex, right?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Holy cow. And so you were growing up around people whose idea of a day job was to go to a studio, either to sing or to act, correct?
That's it, yeah.
And now, having associated with these people in everyday stuff, were they just your neighbors and friends and coworkers and stuff?
Yeah, we just hung out together. My father owned a limousine company, and so one Halloween, Sherry Goffin, Kim Washington, I can't even remember who else was with us, but my mom piled us all in the car, and we went to Beverly Hills, and it was so funny. Nobody answered their door. They had buckets of money out in front of their door, and so we just fill our bags up with money and put them in the car, and then just go from house to house and collect money. No candy, just money.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because I lived in the Valley, and we used to read about the Los Angeles Times had a big story one day for Halloween about Bob and Dolores Hope. They had a house in Toluca Lake. And on Halloween night, people would line up down the street, parents and kids, especially the parents, because the kids knew they would get not only candy, but also a silver dollar, and the parents would get Bob Hope's autograph and picture. So you had this weird scene every Halloween of parents and kids lined up down the street just to hit the Hope estate.
That is funny.
but you think about, you know, from your associations with these people and going to school with them and everything, do you think it's really tough to grow up the child of a really famous person?
Yes. Yeah, because you're exposed to more things in culture than mm-hmm. you are, you know, as just a typical teenage person.
And these days you are working with our friend Brad Newman. You are the house parent, I understand, for YEI's Women's Home, right?
Oh, that's correct.
Tell us what that's all about.
Well, it is a 5,000 square foot home, and we house six women, one of which is my daughter, Stephanie, who has mm-hmm. Down syndrome. And we do everyday things. The girls have their chores that they do. We all eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner together. On the weekends, we're all three meals together. And they go to work from 8 to 4, Monday through Friday, YEI. And, you know, that's our day.
Tell us some of the special challenges and benefits, blessings, of being a Down syndrome parent.
Well, you know, when we first had our daughter, we didn't know she had Down syndrome. And so when we went to the doctor said that a nurse had, you know, had suspected that she might have Down syndrome because she had very light features. Mm-hmm. And the doctor told us that, you know, you're young. You can, you know, put her up for adoption and you can have more children because this is going to be a challenge for you. You know, this is not something that you're going to want to probably do at this young of an age. And I just looked at him. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I carried this child 9 months. This is my baby. Mm-hmm. And she has turned out to be the most beautiful, giving, passionate woman that I've ever been around. And I'm so grateful that I get to be with her every day of her life.
I interviewed a Down syndrome parent a couple of years ago, and I asked the same question. What are some of the differences? And she told me something striking. She said, Down's babies are born lacking the mean gene.
Yeah, they're not. They're not. If you teach them that, they'll be mean.
Sure.
But naturally, they just love everybody, and they just want everybody to love them.
How does that change your own life? What does it do to you personally? How does it change you as a person?
It makes me more conscious of how I treat others.
Really?
Yes.
How interesting. Because you know what it would feel like to be hurt by crude comments, right?
Oh, yeah. When I was growing up, If I saw somebody teasing somebody that had a disability, I was like in their face, like, okay, let's come on.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
So when you go back to Los Angeles, what kinds of places do you go to? What kinds of friends do you still meet? Because when I hear the term Laurel Canyon, I'm thinking of Steve Martin, Joni Mitchell, Carole King, James Taylor, George Clooney, people like this. It is a special place, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, most of my friends don't even live in Hollywood anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, they, Kelly, Glenn Campbell's daughter, she lives in his house that he was born and raised in Arkansas. And so I'm actually going to go visit her because we're going to go to that mine that has the diamond mine. It's a park, a national park in Arkansas where you can just dig up diamonds.
Oh,
and
wow.
So, and she says it's like 8 minutes from her house. And so, and she's never been there. So we're going to do that. But when I go to Los Angeles, I usually go by and look at the houses that I grew up in just because I want to see how they've changed. And, you know, and we've had reunions with some of my classmates and, you know, it's just been, you know, it's just getting that feeling of, you know, where I was and how, you know, how my life was when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm. And since Glenn Campbell was your Girl Scout softball coach, I'm sure you can understand this comment from him. When he first got his summer replacement series from CBS in the late 60s, he would come on the air and say, "Hello, I'm Glenn Campbell from D-Light, Arkansas," right? Good old country boy. D-Light, Arkansas. Good old country boy. Now he's in Los Angeles. And he had a great quote, and I'm sure you know where he's coming from. He said, "You know why the smog is so thick in Los Angeles? That's so God doesn't have to see what's going on down there."
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All the show. Did your father ever tell you any of the showbiz excesses he encountered maybe driving the limo?
Yeah, I have a story about Tom Jones, but I really can't tell it on the air.
Well, I think we can let our imaginations run wild. But, yeah, I would imagine that would be a little bit colorful, some of the histories he could tell, correct?
Oh, yeah.
He knows where the bodies are buried, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's funny because we just saw the movie A Star is Born a couple days ago, and there's a scene early on where Bradley Cooper, portraying a huge country rock star, is in a limo being driven around town. And I found myself being very, very sympathetic toward that limo driver having to put up with him, because when people are indulging in excesses in your vehicle, not a fun time, right?
That's right.
I can only imagine. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Well, yeah.
Hey, how can people learn more about what's going on at YEI?
Well, they can come visit. Brad loves to take people on tours of YEI on Washington Avenue, 436 North Washington Avenue. And the best thing about going to visit YEI is all the employees there, as soon as you walk in the door, if you are a new person, you are hugged and you are loved.
There you go. Yep. And I bet that comes from you and Brad, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, probably.
And Stephanie now is 34, correct?
She's going to be 34 next month.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, it's crazy. She is just so, she's into her Special Olympics and, you know, she has a job now, another job. I mean, she works at YEI, but she also works at Prescott Pines Camp. So she's doing very well.
What an inspiring story. Well, Terry, thanks for joining us today on Q&A. I'm glad Brad recommended you. You certainly are a fascinating person. Looking forward to that book, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
That is Terry Brom. Thanks for joining us on Q&A. Got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guests coming away in just a moment on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQNA.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
What you're about to hear are factory-authorized savings. The 2018 Toyota models have got to go. At Findlay Toyota Prescott, now is the absolute best time to buy, with the biggest factory rebates and lowest financing rates of the year. 2018 Toyota RAV4, now with $3,000 cash back or 0% for 60 months. 2018 Toyota Tundra, now with $3,000 cash back or 0% for 72 months. 2018 Toyota Highlander, now with $2,000 in factory rebates or 0% for 60 months. Toyota Sienna, now with $3,500 cash back or 0% for 60 months. Get all the style, performance, and value you deserve during the Findlay Toyota Prescott Factory Authorized Clearance Event. Thank you for voting Findlay Toyota Prescott the Daily Courier 2018 Reader's Choice Award for the best automotive dealership. Findlay Toyota Prescott and at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com.
Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
On approved credit does not include tax, license, title, and 495 doc fees. Must finance through Toyota Financial. Offers expire 10/31/2018.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Coyotes host the Minnesota Wild Tuesday at 5. It's on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, Prescott Palooza, a food sampling fun and games event benefiting Prescott Meals on Wheels is this Saturday on Goodwin Street by the courthouse, and I will be there with the Mix 106 KPPV from 10 to 2 for this fundraising and fun event. It runs from 11 to 3 with food from many of your local favorite restaurants and activities for the whole family. You can get your tickets, each of which gives you 7 food bites from leading restaurants for only $15. Go online to PrescottMealsOnWheels.com. Click on the News and Events tab for Prescott Palooza. All the information is there. Among the tasty bites you can enjoy can be from Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Station, Rickety Cricket, Dutch Brothers Coffee, Olive Garden, Alta Vista, Prescott Meals on Wheels, that salad place, Pralines of Prescott, Papa John's, Spicy Streets, Granite Mountain Pizza, and Grandma's Bakery. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro, then Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley. Join me back here Wednesday with my guests Jennifer and David from One Story Creators for Beauty and the Beast Jr., Vicki Paris Goodman reviewing The Dinner Party, and CPA Raymond Sigafus. That is Wednesday at 2 when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.